Dragon boating is an ancient Chinese water sport, and it's Australia's fastest growing water sport, rocketing 22-person crews through water at breakneck speed. Australia's hottest water sport delivers pure teamwork, sweat and spectacular thrills. It's almost Chinese warriors meet modern adrenaline junkies, isn't it? But let's go and meet Paulie Buckman, the publicity officer of the Marucci Sea Serpents Club. Good morning, Paulie.
Good morning, Debbie. Nice to be here.
Paulie, you're about to unleash something absolutely massive on June 14th, the first ever EnduroQuest. Tell us about this inaugural challenge, what makes paddling 37 kilometres from Bribie to Caloundra such a unique event for dragon boating.
Well, we all like a challenge, and especially us dragon boaters. We're used to doing 2Ks, 500s, 200 metres at regattas. So this is a big challenge for a team effort. So we're bringing Marucci Sea Serpents and also Dragon Boat Pumicen together for the long inaugural, Enduro Quest. So, yep, 37 Ks from Bribie to Golden Beach.
Paulie, the Pumicestone Passage is absolutely stunning, but it's also unforgiving water. What are the biggest challenges your crews will face during those 5+ hours on the water? And how do you keep everyone motivated when the going gets tough?
Well, it can be challenging depending on the weather. So at this stage, good conditions, so that's good. We'll go through a few pain thresholds. We'll have a little breaks while we're paddling. So seat by seat, we'll have a chance to have a quick drink and what have you. We'll motivate each other by doing lifts where we pick up the rate. We may even sing songs now and again. And, it's very much mental fitness as well. So, yeah, bring it on.
You're raising money for both VMR Bribie and Coast Guard Caloundra. These are the heroes who keep our waterways safe. Tell us why it was so important to make this grueling challenge about giving back to our rescue services.
Well, we're a community dragon boat club, and it's a wonderful sport, but if we can give back to someone who needs financial support, that's even better. And also Caloundra Coast Guard and Bribie Island VMR, they're keeping our waterways safe, including keeping an eye on us for dragon boats on the day on Saturday.
That's fantastic. This is being called a first-of-its-kind event for Queensland. Are you hoping the Enduro Quest becomes an annual tradition, and what do you think this could mean for dragon boating in the region?
It raises the profile, definitely, and I think it will go ahead probably the following year. So, and it's a great way, low-impact sport, and it's great for all ages.
Great news. We're almost out of time, but before you go, Paulie, can you give us the details of the day again, please?
Okay, it's on this Saturday the 14th at Bribie Island at Sylvan Beach near VMR. They'll be leaving at 8 a.m. There'll be four dragon boats and they'll be leaving doing the 36K paddle, including myself in the boat. We'll have 16 paddlers in each boat with a steerer. Normally dragon boats are 20, and we'll end up at Golden Beach probably around 1:30. There'll be barbecue and trophies. Everyone's welcome. And, it's going to be a great day on Saturday.
That's fantastic, Paulie. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you, Debbie.
Listeners, put that date in your diary, 14th of June, this coming Saturday, departing Sylvan Beach, Bribie, 8 a.m. to see them off. Support the Dragons, support the fundraising cause for VMR, Bribie Island and Coast Guard Caloundra. We need them. Could be one of us needing to be rescued at some time in the future, couldn't it? Paulie Buckman from Marucci Sea Serpents, keeping our community connected. If you missed anything, it doesn't matter. Head to the 101.5fm.com.au website and look for the podcast to catch up.